Here's your Forbes Daily Briefing for Monday, May 16th. Today on Forbes, the Aussie tech billionaire who bet big against coal, making enemies at home and admirers in the U.S. Wearing blue jeans and a black pair of R.M. Williams boots with his signature unkempt beard and ponytail, Mike Cannon Brooks looks more like an Aussie wheat farmer than a tech billionaire who's just done 28 media interviews in 24 hours. It's a whirlwind that made him Australia's most talked about person for the day while ensuring his message is delivered. He wasn't backing down from his months-long fight to force AGL, Australia's biggest power company and largest carbon polluter, to fast-track ridding itself of coal. Partnering with Brookfield Asset Management, Cannon Brooks, the co-CEO and co-founder of software giant Atlassian, had tried and failed twice to buy AGL for almost $6 billion. With the intention of shutting down its coal plants 15 years ahead of schedule and moving the company to more quickly embrace renewable energy sources. Along the way, he publicly shamed the board and took aim at the coal-friendly government, branding its support for AGL's board, quote, fables and lies. Earlier this month, as a last-ditch effort, Cannon Brooks moved more chips to the middle of the table. He announced on Twitter he'd acquired an 11% stake in AGL, valued at $450 million, making him its largest shareholder. He said he would urge other shareholders to stop the company from moving ahead with a proposed spin-off of its coal plants, which would essentially guarantee they'd operate for another two decades. Over dinner with Forbes at a Sydney casino, Cannon Brooks explains that the effort is driven by two things: to have an impact and to make money while doing so. He says, quote, "We're trying to make a change, but it's not climate change as much as challenging some part of the Australian corporate establishment, which is, let's face it, pretty backwards." In the Billionaire Environmentalist Club, Cannon Brooks joins Bill Gates and Jeff Bezos, who've invested billions of dollars in companies and nonprofits to address climate change, and major investors like BlackRock's Larry Fink, who's advised multinational corporations to make changes in line with the Paris Climate Agreement, like phasing out coal. Earlier this month, the venture capitalist John Doerr announced he would donate $1.1 billion to Stanford University to launch a school named after himself to study climate change. But Cannon Brooks's bare-knuckle, kick-down-doors approach to activist investing, attempting to buy a country's largest polluter and speed its coal plant closures, has forged a new playbook for addressing climate change and spurred a more urgent realization beyond Australia. Could billionaires, especially those in America, be doing more? The 42-year-old Cannon Brooks, who Forbes estimates is worth $11.6 billion, says he has already been taking calls from American business leaders who followed his campaign against AGL. He declines to say who, but does say, quote, "There's a lot of people in the U.S., name brand, very large-scale, interesting people, who are very interested in this idea that if we're going to solve climate change, there are positive economic ways to do so that involve slightly more activism." For full coverage, check out David Jean's piece on Forbes.com. This is Kieran Meadows from Forbes. Thanks for tuning in.